In a speech outlining his committee's priorities for the 114th Congress, Congressman Mac Thornberry made clear he hopes to have a package of DoD acquisition reforms ready for a vote by the end of this year. But he says his objective is a slow, steady march toward a better procurement system and not another massive reform package that tries to fix the system in one go. After having spent most of the last year holding hearings on defense acquisition, Thornberry says the legislative approach will be methodical, targeted, and careful.
We have gotten a tremendous amount of very valuable input from people in the system, from industry, from a variety of folks that have looked at this over the years. I haven't found anybody who says, okay, it's all fine, don't worry about it, this is not really a problem. What I have found are people that say, okay, this has been tried before and it usually gets worse. So why are you going to make it better? There's that sort of skepticism. There is not going to be a 2,000-page bill that solves acquisition. It does not exist. Nobody's that smart. What we will do is first, try to do no harm. Secondly, try to make some things a little better. And then next year, try to make some more things better, and next year, try to make some more things better, and keep after it, as I say, as long as I have this job.
Thornberry says he expects to start releasing some initial legislative proposals for acquisition reform this spring, and then ask for feedback before trying to insert some reform-oriented legislative language into the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill. He says while he will not try to fix the procurement system all at once, the deliberative pace doesn't mean major changes aren't needed.
We have an unfortunate tendency to fix organizational problems with more organization. And I've seen estimates that show nearly a third of the acquisition budget goes to overhead cost. This system is so gummed up, it's a wonder sometimes that anything ever comes out the other end. But to have a military that is both strong and agile means that we can't tolerate the delays and cost overruns that have plagued our procurement system.
Thornberry did not give any indication of which specific aspects of defense acquisition he'll try to tackle first, other than to say he's in full agreement with the Pentagon's own acquisition chief, Frank Kendall, that a major priority should be to start to deconstruct previous generations of acquisition reform legislation that have added bureaucratic burdens to the system without adding much value. Kendall's office is working on a legislative package that would begin to repeal requirements that never served their intended purpose, and Thornberry says he and his staff have been working closely with them.
Secretary Kendall has been working with us to identify duplicative, overlapping regulations that either he can thin out or working together we can thin out. And so that process is going well and is pretty far along. And then taking some additional steps will require us acting to change or repeal some laws. I don't know how far we can go until we see what the market can bear. That's part of the reason we're not going to just throw out an acquisition package and try to get it through the committee in a short time frame. I want to hear feedback. It's not about bureaucracy. It's not about just organizations. It is about who has the authority. And then can you hold them accountable for the exercise of that authority? And that's the goal we got to move toward.
And accountability was also a major theme of Thornberry's Tuesday address. He says he's come to believe that one reason major weapons systems seem to take so long and seem to cost so much is that there are too many individuals in the acquisition chain who can make decisions that add to cost and schedule. Taken together, those decisions add up to a system that can go off the rails, but in the end, no single person is at fault.
Look, it goes without saying there are many good people in the Department of Defense doing good work with good results. But too many of them are captured or have their work captured by the accumulation of regulations and bureaucratic processes imposed by Congress and administrations over the years. This issue has to be a major focus of our congressional oversight. That oversight's going to be fair, aggressive, thorough, as the people's and the taxpayers' voice on national security. That's exactly as the framers intended.
To help cut the bureaucracy, Thornberry pledged that the Armed Services Committee will also take a serious look at Congress's own role in institutionalizing an acquisition system that's very difficult to navigate. For example, he says the committee will undertake a serious examination of the number of reports Congress requires DoD to produce, a tally that gets larger and more complicated with each year's defense authorization bill and never seems to shrink.
Of course, that's not a new problem. President Lincoln once asked for a report on a newly developed rifle. When the report arrived, Lincoln took one look at the thick binder and said, If I send a man to buy a horse from me, I expect the man to tell me the horse's points, not how many hairs he has in his tail. Well, sometimes, as you know, Congress contributes to this problem of too much effort for too little result. So we're going to be looking at ourselves and the reports we require too. But history and common sense tells us that Congress has the indispensable role in reforming the Pentagon. Without us, it will not happen. And as long as I'm privileged to hold this job, defense reform will be a priority, not for its own sake, but for the sake of ensuring that our military is as prepared as possible for the wide array of threats that we face today and the unknown security challenges which will confront us tomorrow.
Thornberry also signaled his desire to put his committee in an assertive posture in the overall defense apparatus, saying it will not be a rubber stamp for the Pentagon's own budget and policy proposals. And while DoD has a tough go of late, making its case for some of its more controversial decisions, like closing military bases and shutting down weapons systems, that's also what the framers intended, Thornberry says. He offered a vigorous defense of congressional opposition to DoD's recent proposals. In the Congress's judgment, buying tanks against the Army's wishes is a reasonable decision if it keeps a vital assembly line running. Keeping aircraft the Air Force would like to retire is a good idea because bringing a new airframe into service is tough these days. And closing bases is a bad idea because sacrificed rifle ranges are extremely difficult to reconstitute.
Now, in all of these instances, Congress, on a bipartisan basis, disagreed with the administration's request. And that's exactly the way the Founding Fathers intended our system to work. Sometimes the Pentagon is penny wise and pound foolish. Sometimes the Pentagon can be parochial. Sometimes the White House tries to cut military spending to put money in other parts of the budget. And sometimes their priorities are just wrong. It was Congress that forced the Pentagon to buy the Predator. They didn't want it. Pilots don't really like pilotless aircraft. It was countercultural. But I don't know of many people who would reverse that decision today.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.